Now, if you listen carefully, you'll notice that here in The Naked Scientist, we are surrounded by paper most of the time. We usually try not to make you hear. But similarly, in offices all around the country, incredible amounts of paper are thrown away on a daily basis. I just like to point out, I take all my paper home to recycle. And that is what happens as well, you know, up and down the country. But maybe a better solution would be to remove the need to use all this paper in the first place and do away with all those hours spent photocopying and all those pages that come out of the printers from our computers. But so we sent Azzy Kateri to find out about the design and uses of plastic electronics and e-ink.
I've come to Cambridge University's Cavendish Labs and I'm joined by Professor Henning Seringhaus, who is a founder and the chief scientist of a company called Plastic Logic. Now, Professor Seringhaus, what exactly is Plastic Logic?
Plastic Logic is a little startup company in Cambridge that makes plastic electronics. So if you imagine your plastic bag that you use to do your shopping, that's a very uninteresting thing and doesn't do much. But you can make electronic devices such as transistors, light-emitting diodes, solar cells, using these plastic materials in the same way as you would use silicon for conventional electronics. And Plastic Logic is a company that's exploiting this materials research for displays.
But how do you make plastic do the things that silicon does?
If you imagine a normal plastic material is made out of long chain organic molecules, and depending on the way the atoms are arranged with respect to each other, that determines what electronic properties it has. You can make it such that it's completely insulating. You can make it such that it's conducting, like gold or copper, but you can also have semiconductors.
So how do these flexible plastic displays actually work?
The core of the technology is the ability to make plastic transistors using a plastic semiconductor. And so what you need for a flexible display is lots of transistors on a flexible substrate. Plastic Logic uses PET, which is the material from which Coke bottles are made, as a substrate. And then it deposits an array of transistors onto that substrate and can be up to a million transistors. And then you put that together with a display medium. The display medium consists of solid capsules that are filled with a liquid. And inside the liquid, there are colored particles. Some of them are white, some of them are black. And the white ones are negatively charged and the black ones are positively charged. So when you apply a voltage, then the white ones might go to the top or the black ones might go to the top. And whether you get white or black, that's determined by the signal that the transistor underneath applies to that display medium. And this is how you can build up an image. And then you can make this flexible display. And if you talk to my colleague Simon Jones, he can tell you about all the wonderful things that you can do with them.
I'm Simon Jones, and I'm responsible for product development at Plastic Logic.
Now, can I just ask you to explain what you've got here?
Yes, what I've got here is a couple of examples to show you. One is a thin sheet of plastic, which I'm bending in my hands here, but it's a real display. And it's nothing like the display in your laptop screen. You could throw this onto the other side of the room, it would not break. If you then integrate a display like this with some basic electronics, you can make a reading device. And this is the other demonstrator I've got here. And this screen is very unusual because it looks so much like paper. You can look at it from any angle and read it, which you can't do with a laptop screen, and only uses battery power when you change what's on the screen. It's incredibly power efficient.
So are you in a way competing with already existing display units that are incorporated into mobile phones and into laptops?
No, we're not competing. We are enabling a brand new kind of consumer activity, which is comfortable digital reading. If we're competing with anything, we're competing with paper. And we're seeking to replace the amount of paper that people print and carry around with them. Independent research has shown that it generates about 3 kilograms of CO2 to get the average paperback book into the hands of the consumer. Depending on how much people read on these devices, there could be a fantastic environmental benefit because of the paper that hasn't got to be manufactured.
Now, Professor Seringhaus, do you really think that a lot of people will rush to the shops to buy paper substitute products?
I think there is a number of interesting applications that might convince people to rush to the shops and buy one. If you imagine, for example, that you travel a lot around the world, but you still would like to read your Cambridge Evening News when you are somewhere in Singapore or wherever you are, you could download your newspaper from the internet and display it on this flexible display. And that is clearly an application that some people might find attractive.
That was Professor Henning Siringaus talking to Azzy Kateri at the Cavendish Labs here in Cambridge about a revolutionary design for reading. I certainly think it'd be lovely to have take your newspaper around the world with you, because I do a bit of travelling myself. But maybe it would be the end of the crossword, unless, of course, you've got a wipe-off pen.
I'd be disappointed, because I do like the crossword. I'm struggling with the Telegraph one, cryptic one. This way. I've done half of it and I can't do the rest. Anyway, it is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Helen. We're talking about smart materials this week, and if you'd like to have any questions answered or make any comments or just want to say hi, email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.
And this is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Helen.